Listener Production. Partly cloudy today. We're heading to a top of 15 degrees. I'm Tessa Randello, and this is your Hobart Local News. Ambulance workers will not have to pay back a frontline COVID bonus. The Premier announcing they won't have to return $1,000 each after hundreds of letters were sent out Wednesday night demanding repayment. The Health and Community Service Union's Robbie Moore says it's welcomed, but those workers should have been included from the beginning.
All health workers should have received the COVID money. It has impacted on all staff across our health system, and they all work as a team doing different roles. The government have been unfair in trying to pick workers against each other and select some workers and not others.
It's been revealed it was a letter from lawyers acting for Brisbane Lions coach Chris Fagan, which brought the AFL Hawks racism probe to a head this week. The letter addressed to the four First Nations families making allegations against Fagan threatened to launch a Supreme Court action, which would have seen their names made public as the defendants. The AFL ended its probe this week without any findings, and specific details of the allegations made against Alistair Clarkson, Chris Fagan and Jason Burt have never been made public. Tasmania's COVID risk has increased from low to moderate as we head into winter. It comes after an increase in cases in the community, almost 1,400 reported statewide in the last 7 days. Public health officials say keeping up with vaccinations, planning with your GP, and staying home when sick are more important now than ever. The Liberals have lost a critical vote in Parliament since becoming a minority government. A motion to stall debate surrounding the budget bill has passed 12 to 10 last night after the Premier did not table documents on the Macquarie Point Stadium. Jeremy Rockliffe was due to give the documents to other MPs on Thursday, but claims the ones that he handed over were all that he had. Meantime, a politician from New South Wales has proposed extending the school day to 6 p.m. 28-year-old Jordan Lane used his maiden speech in Parliament to declare the standard school hours across the country as a relic of sexist bygone era where society assumed women stayed at home and were responsible for the school pickup. We are well and truly into winter now, and the Bureau of Meteorology is giving us a glimpse of what to expect. We'll likely have temperatures above average during the days and overnight. Meteorologist Angus Hines says there'll be an increased frost risk in Tassie due to low rain in the north, but it might not be as cold.
Tasmania is very likely to have above average daytime temperatures for winter. All of the state is also very likely to have above average overnight temperatures.
The Dees have lost Tom McDonald and Michael Hibberd to injury, replaced by Lachie Hunter and Andrew Tomlinson ahead of tonight's clash with Carlton. Former AFL star Lee Montagne is predicting Red and Blue Hearts will beat True tonight.
Not falling for Carlton anymore. I've fallen into that trap. So Melbourne are actually going pretty well. Melbourne are not going as bad as people think, so they should win.
In the TSL, Kingborough is looking to bounce back following a rare defeat. The Tigers' unbeaten start to the season was ended by North Launceston last week. Kingborough coach Trent Bulmer says they're preparing for another win.
We allowed them too many uncontested marks. So that's something that we've worked on a lot this week because it's an area that Glenorchy is strong in.